time and civilization beyond Earth. I have many hours of thinking about many things, often losing track of time as my mind wanders through endless possibilities and questions. I forget when this thought first came to me, but it has lingered like a whisper in the back of my mind, urging me to explore its depths. I thought, in this gigantic universe, with its countless stars and swirling galaxies, there might be an advanced civilization existing somewhere among the vastness, capable of feats beyond our imagination. Earth, in all its beauty and complexity, is just a tiny speck in this gigantic universe, a fragile oasis in a world that may be teeming with life, intelligence, and cultures we've yet to comprehend. The enormity of this idea fills me with both awe and a sense of wonder, making me think about the nature of existence and our place within such an unfathomable expanse. What if time on this earth is just penance or punishment from this advanced civilization for doing something that has long been a topic of discussion in their sophisticated circles? Perhaps the notion of mortality is simply a veil placed over individuals who have transgressed deeply ingrained laws. You are sentenced to 85 years on planet Earth for disobeying regulations against the civilization of eternity, might echo through the minds of those who question their existence, a haunting reminder of a destiny shaped by the decisions of a society much more advanced than our own. In a realm where time is seen as both a gift and a curse, could it be that our very lives are crafted experiences, meticulously designed to elicit growth and understanding? Instead of mere punishment, is it possible that this designed life serves as a transformative journey, compelling us to confront our faults and aspire to enlightenment, ultimately striving to earn our way back to that higher civilization? One must admit that this planet is not a friendly place. There is bad weather, disease, and illness that seem to plague various regions, impacting lives and livelihoods. Since the beginning of time, humans have been at war with each other, leading to suffering and loss that echo through generations. It appears that war and death are embedded deep within our DNA, almost as if they are integral parts of the human experience. Hatred and anger permeate societies and cultures around the globe, reflecting a profound discord among people. This pervasive animosity is often spurred by various factors, including but not limited to, religious differences, racial tensions, economic disparities, and a multitude of other reasons that foster division and hate. In a world where empathy and understanding often take a back seat, it becomes increasingly challenging to envision a future where peace prevails over conflict. I think many times about time on this earth. I was born and raised in a Christian environment and still practice this faith, which has been a cornerstone of my identity. This upbringing instilled in me the belief that the teachings of my faith hold all the answers and provide a solid reason for our existence and the very concept of time on this earth. However, as I delve deeper into the complexities of life and observe the diverse perspectives around me, I find that these answers often feel insufficient. Despite the comfort that my faith provides, I am left with lingering questions that echo in my mind, and I am still left wondering about the true nature of time here, its purpose, and how it intertwines with our lives, our choices, and our destinies. Will I ever find or feel comfortable with the facts before I report to the civilization of eternity? I kind of doubt it, as the unknown seems to shroud my existence like a thick fog that never lifts. The time of not knowing is just part of the time on Earth, a mundane phase I must navigate amidst the chaos of life. Each unanswered question lingers in my mind, creating a tapestry of uncertainty that weaves itself into my daily routine. Perhaps this discomfort is a necessary precursor to a deeper understanding of the universe and my place within it, a reminder that not all truths are meant to be grasped readily. As I ponder these thoughts, I realize that the search for clarity may be as essential as the clarity itself, shaping my journey in ways I have yet to comprehend.